In Pakistan, an estimated 33 million children had their education disrupted when schools shut down because of the pandemic. Most lack internet access, which means online learning is not an option. So authorities are trying to keep kids learning with television. From Islamabad, NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
Mushahid Hussain hangs out with his friends. They're under a tree near their slum, and they're sharing the shade with a dozen cows. Hussain is 15, skinny and serious.
What do you want to be?
Kya banna chahte hain
aap? Doctor.
Doctor.
A doctor.
But he's worried that won't happen if his grades slip, so he's trying to keep up by watching TV. Specifically, Teleschool. It's a public education channel that officials cobbled together in just weeks after schools shut down in March. Hussain tunes into the 45-minute long 10th grade class every day at 6 p.m.
Math, English, computer science.
Hussain says nobody he knows has a laptop or has the internet at home, and that's an issue across the country, which is why the government decided to use TV to keep kids engaged.
They wanted to put something out there that kids of all ages keep somewhat of a semblance of learning continued.
Khadija Bakhtiar is the founder and director of Teach for Pakistan. It's a non-profit that tries to improve education standards.
The government's priority is not just how do we do the best for a few kids, but how do we make the most of this terrible situation for the most kids.
From morning to evening, Teleschool airs classes. First graders learn that Allah created the sun.
Assalamu alaikum, bachoo.
An 8th grade math class on financial literacy is introduced by a cartoon Albert Einstein who presents an eye-glazing talk on taxes. Nadia Naviwala is with the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. She wrote a report critical of Pakistan's education system, and she says the government lost an opportunity by making Teleschool so boring.
Engaging, fun, Muppets on TV who teach you letters, numbers. And this is extremely appropriate for Pakistan because the majority of the kids cannot read or write.
That's because despite years of reforms, the system still focuses on memorizing textbooks. Most of the kids aren't learning in their native language, and they don't understand what's happening in class. And class itself can be brutal. Back under the tree, another boy, Muhammad Hafiz, says he prefers the education channel to school. He's scared of his teacher. Hafiz stretches out his palms to show us where his teacher strikes him with a stick when he hasn't done his homework. He's six. And Hafiz's parents aren't relying on Teleschool to keep him learning. He's just returned from an underground class run by a private tutor. He says today they learnt shapes.
C-I-R-C-L-E circle.
Other Pakistani parents are also trying to send their kids to private tutors, if they can afford them. We meet Kaisar Abbas by the roadside selling mangoes. He's worried his oldest son will drop out if he doesn't pass 9th grade, but sales are down. So he shows us a creased paper where he's written the names of all the people he's borrowed money from to pay for a tutor. Abbas gestures to his youngest son. He says he can't afford a tutor for him as well. So we ask him, is he watching the education channel? Abbas shakes his head. He says, no, he's too poor to own a television. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.